Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Camille Pierce, chairman of 100 Who Care NELA. Welcome, Camille. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Well, first, folks are wondering, and they may not know, y'all are kind of a new thing. So what is 100 Who Care NELA?
All right. So we are an organization made up of community members with the intention of supporting our local nonprofits through the methods of flash fundraising.
So, okay, I'm confused. What's flash fundraising?
All right. So basically, we meet four times a year, and we ask our members to donate $100 at each of those quarter events. And then we donate the money that was raised that evening directly to the nonprofit.
All right. So basically, you're getting a bunch of people in a room and going, all right, gang, who we're going to give this money to? Is that kind of what's happening?
Yep. So every event, we nominate three nonprofits from around the community, and they are invited to join us at the event through a lottery system. And so what they'll do is they'll come by, they'll kind of pitch their story, they'll tell us what they're doing in the community, and then our members get to vote who they want to donate to, and so the majority wins, and the one nonprofit takes home all the funds raised.
All right, and so this time you've already narrowed this down. You've got three charities who are vying for what could, if 100 people show up, what could potentially be $10,000.
Yes, sir.
How many have you been running? How many people have been showing up? I know you're new, so you didn't have 100 the first time.
So we have about 30 members or so, and we're hoping to grow that number for sure. Our goal would be 100. We definitely accept more than that, but we also do have groups, so you can join as up to four members if you'd like. Businesses can join, so it's just really whoever wants to come out and support the community. It's kind of a what we like to call a low-commitment, high-impact project.
All right. So you're getting together Monday night.
Yes, sir.
In just a few days. Now, tell me about what happens on the night of the event. First of all, where's the event held?
So we'll be at Flying Tiger Brewery. Want to shout out to them. Thank y'all very much for supporting us and helping us through this process. They've been hosting our events since day one. And it'll start, doors open at 5:45. The event will start at 6:15. And we'll be kicking the event off with music from Jordan Shepherd.
So you've got music. Mm-hmm. Of course, the brewery has adult beverages. Mm-hmm. And I hear there may be some food afterwards as well. Tell me about what's going on with that.
Yep, we'll be having Johnny's Pizzas. So we'll be having some food there as well. And the event overall, like there's the fundraising part, lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. So it's not too much of your time.
So you get to come in after work. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 5:45. You get going about 6:15. Gives you plenty of time to get there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear from three different groups this time. So let's talk a little bit about who are the groups.
So we've got Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. We've got Habitat for Humanity of Ouachita. And then the Community Emergency Shelter Fund that's funded through United Way.
Okay, so three good, worthy groups, and they'll be battling it out.
Yes, sir.
For whatever monies are there. Let's talk about how many times you've done this before. Y'all are relatively new, so how many local groups have benefited so far?
So we've hosted three events. This will be our fourth to round out our year. So it's Med Camps, All Hounds on Deck, and SOS Pets of Ouachita, who were fortunate to win the first three.
So let's talk a little bit about what you know they've done with some of that money. So talk to me about some of those winners and how it's been able to impact what their mission is.
Mm-hmm. So they have, you know, the discretion to do whatever they please with the money for their nonprofit. But Med Camps was able to, I know, fund several campers for their summer program through the donation. And I believe just kind of working through all those things with other nonprofits, just kind of administrative fees, whatever it is that they have to do to get their nonprofit up and going and running. That's you know.
You know, KEDM got nominated. We got a chance to come down and speak. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who won that day, but we were up against dogs and homeless folks.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we're not going to beat the dogs.
Yeah, and we didn't.
I think the dogs beat us on that one. We got a good mission, but people love dogs too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So this is pretty cool. This is a good concept. Where did you come up with this?
I can't take credit for this idea. My mom's the one who told me about it because they have one in Alexandria for all 100 women who care in Sinlaw, and now they've started 100 Men Who Care, which is great. But the concept comes from a few ladies in Michigan who wanted to raise some money, kind of in a quick process. So it kind of spread, and now this is an organization that has spread all over the United States, and even it has global reach as well.
Well, that's a great idea, and you know, a lot of good stuff can come from that. So that's a pretty cool, noble thing. You've got a little core group that got this thing started. Tell me about how you know, what did you do? Just go to your friends and go, hey, guys, I need you to jump on this with me.
Yeah, pretty much. They're kind of used to me going, hey, I got this great idea, you know. And so I rounded up two of my friends to help me out, and we've kind of grown and changed since then. So now we have three board members, and we're looking for a few more to help us out. So, yeah, it's just, you know, we wanted to start something new. Wanted to give back to the community. I feel like kind of it's necessary, you know. So if you've got the ability to help out, I think you should. So
we're speaking today with Camille Pierce. She's the chairman for 100 Who Care NELA. And again, 100 people. We're asking them each to give $100, and then you get in a room and figure out who to give it to at the end of the night.
Yes, sir.
So a pretty novel concept. Camille, once again, when is your event going to be taking place?
This upcoming Monday, February 4th. Doors open at 5:45 p.m., and we'll be at Flying Tiger Brewery.
So 5:45 doors. The event gets going at 6:15. And you told me again, there's music. Who's your musical artist for the night?
So Jordan Shepherd's going to be providing music. And also Friday Ellis is actually going to join us as our guest MC for the night.
That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. He's a fun guy.
Yeah, he is for sure.
Friday's MCing Jordan Shepherd with live music and food at the end of this thing. To find out more, you can visit 100whocarenela.com. And if you can't remember that, just remember you can go to our website at kedm.org and find out more.
KEDM is proud to support nonprofit organizations through our community calendar and Lagniat programs. If you have a local event, please add it to our community calendar at kedm.org.